Unity. The ongoing vandalism and damage at Unity Ball Diamond Park is not just a Parks and Recreation Department problem. Every single time one of these incidents occurs, it is costing taxpayers as it results in repairs that come out of the budget. If you are a concerned taxpayer, then you should encourage any of your family, friends, and neighbors to report suspicious or unusual activity at the Diamonds. The booth at the Diamonds has seen a number of break-ins. While Parks and Recreation Director Lisa Fieser says they might not be stealing anything big, it's still stealing. What is equally concerning is the fact there is damage that has to constantly be repaired. Steel doors were put in several years ago and are seemingly not deterring vandals or thieves. It's frustrating because every single time we have to make repairs, it costs money. And those costs are starting to add up, says Fieser. The town is currently investigating increased security measures. While some residents may tout the installation of lights in that area, they should know that these buildings being broken into, like the booth and bathrooms, are all directly beside lighted streets. People suggest all kinds of cameras, however some need Wi-Fi to operate, and that is not really an option as there is no current infrastructure in place for Wi-Fi in the park. Security cameras can also be a costly venture, and it's no hidden fact that most thieves and vandals seem to know their way around by hiding their appearances or trying to damage or disable the cameras. Fieser notes repair costs will directly affect taxpayers and those who use this venue. Also, important to note is it's not just the ball booth being broken into. Ball sheds have seen damage, and even though there doesn't appear to be anything stolen or minimal missing items, every time a door or lock has to be replaced. Fieser said the bathroom vandalism is ongoing and reminded everyone these facilities are not just for those using the Diamonds. There are dozens of walkers, families that have kids playing or picnicking at the pool park who use them. In 2022, I had to lock the bathrooms every night and reopen the next morning because of all the vandalism taking place. This was not fair to early morning or evening walkers, or anyone else, who couldn't count on the facilities, adds Fieser. The Minor Ball Program fundraises for equipment and storage centers, as well as diamond upgrades, so it is disheartening for them to see these actions continue. The town seeks grants to help improve and maintain this venue, such as the grant that helped build that multi-purpose washroom facility that is open to all of the public and also houses other rooms on the south side for umpires, meeting room and additional storage, as well as a shaded seating spot. It's just so disheartening when incidents like this occur. Mayor Sharon Delfrari adds. It takes a lot of time and effort from our crew and volunteers to keep our parks safe and functioning for everyone to enjoy. We have hope that whoever is responsible will find something much more productive to keep them occupied.